I give mountains to you. Yes, I give mountains to you. I give mountains to you. So you can go higher. So you can go higher.
Welcome back to another episode, a new episode of the Gifted Connection Podcast. I'm still your same host. I'm glad to have all of the new listeners. I kept up with the numbers a little bit while I was gone, and we have a lot of new people. And so I'm glad everybody got caught up, and that I'm still getting messages on old episodes from last year where people are just saying they're still getting blessed, you know. So the word just carries. Whenever you hear it, you hear it. It's good for the season that you're in. We are in 2020, so it's a new season. And so we have a word for this season. We have things that God would have us to do in this season. And so there's a fresh word. There's a fresh podcast for us today. We're going to get into it. I don't want to be too long on it because I just want to kind of offer like a quick, just something real quick you can take into your week. It is 2020. Like I said, everybody going into 2020 was talking about vision and purpose and clarity and everything that sounded, you know, 2020-ish. But I think vision has been a little bit abused because we look at it from one perspective or from one angle. And so when you talk about vision going into 2020, it was about seeing things with clarity and purpose. I even said a lot of that, and I still believe that, but I also believe that by February you don't hear a lot of that anymore. And I think there's a reason for that that we're not really looking at and examining like we should. The reason we may not be hearing much about vision and clarity in 2020 and perfect vision is because there is a concept with that 2020 vision that's really overlooked. When you go get your eyes checked, 2020 vision isn't really about perfect vision. It's about distance. It's about what you should be able to see, or what most people should be able to see at a distance of 20 feet, which means you should see this way at 20 feet. If I bump you back 21 or 22 feet, your vision may change. If I pull you too close, it may change. But the distance is what makes 2020 vision, because 20 feet away from this chart, most humans should see this. They should see this. The thing about that I don't like about 2020 is everybody doesn't see the same thing that they should see, because our vision is different. And so the distance that you may see something is not the distance that I may see something, but the chart is still the chart. And so when I was thinking about that, I was like, man, it's just something about that everybody's missing. It's the distance. And so I got to reading, I got to studying, and we give up on our spiritual visions or our God-given visions when the distance changes. Because to see it perfectly and to see it clearly at 20 feet, what happens when God pushes you back? What happens when you see it and you're ready to attack it, and then God says, "Well, hold on." He pushes you back, and now I can't see it as clearly as I once could see it, and I don't really know anymore. Maybe that ain't for me. And so I was studying that, and I just kind of had a revelation with Moses when he saw his opportunity at 20 feet. He saw clearly, hey, I'm not an Egyptian, and my people are being attacked. And the first thing he did was kill. Because at 20 feet, he saw change has to happen now. And then you read after he kills the Egyptian and murders him. His own people don't receive him. So he becomes a fugitive. I'm not received by the people I was trying to help. And Pharaoh's on my head now. And so 20 feet perfectly turns into desert. It turns into on the run. It turns into a fugitive. It turns into a foreign land. What was so clear to him in one setting and made sense in one setting, God has now removed him. Now the vision is, my people need to be free. But the distance changed because now I'm working for Jethro. 20 feet turned into 21 feet. And what happens in our lives in January, we shouted 2020 vision and we made all of these plans. And now it's almost March and you may be at a different space than you were December 31st. That doesn't mean that the vision has changed. It just means the distance has changed. And so as we look at that, I want to first start out with just kind of how you feed and really understand visions. Visions come from something that you feel that it needs to change. A vision that's from God usually comes in the form of a problem. And so you have to ask yourself, December 31st, and you was asking for everything. A lot of people pray, oh, increase my territory, and I need prosperity and money and a new job and bless my marriage and bless my relationship and bless my kids. And I see this, that I'm going to remove the friends that I don't need. You're seeing things that increase you and help you. But kingdom visions always start with something that needs to change for everybody else, and you're just the designated person to do it. You have to start seeing your vision, not that I want to do this, but this should be done. Because problems have problem solvers. And although God is the supreme problem solver, he has to use us as vessels. And so you have to go from seeing things that only increase your territory to things that should be done for other people. And at that point, distance may occur. Usually when you see it, I can tell you for a fact, it's scary. Although visions excite me, most of the ones that I have scare me for two reasons. One, I know everybody may not understand it. And then two, I may not be equipped to do it. And that's where distance comes in. I didn't say I wasn't the person to do it, but I didn't feel like I could with my circumstance. Moses has the vision to free his people, but he knows some things about himself that he feels don't qualify me for that. The way he was trying to do it was by force. And you can't force a godly vision. You have to let it flow. You can't force it because I see it and I want to change. Visions never really require an immediate change. They never do. If you see it and you saw it like that, it's not happening tomorrow. Because what you usually see is the end. What Moses saw was the Exodus. He didn't see Red Sea. He didn't see confronting Pharaoh. He never saw the night of the Passover. He never saw mumbling and groaning and complaining. He never saw any of that. He never saw the circumcision that happened on the way back to Egypt. He never saw a 40-year distance. At 40 years old, he murders an Egyptian because his mentality said the vision has to happen now. And God said, I need you to go learn how to be a shepherd. I need you to learn how to submit and surrender. Go get married. Go have a home. Go work for this man. Build up your skill set. And even then, he didn't feel confident. He even said, I still stutter. They don't like me. They won't believe me. I'm not that man. God had already put in him everything that he needed. But sometimes the vision and the part of the process of vision is not just seeing it and changing it. It's seeing it and changing you. So the 20 turning into 21 feet, I need to back you up and fix some things before we go back to 20 feet. The vision is still clear, but you're not clear on who you are. This is what God is trying to get us to see. Visions don't happen overnight. You see them, but things don't change. Even things that need to change ASAP still have to change in God's time. For one, God's timing isn't like our time. We're rushy. God does things in the right time. So it's different for him. It's different. And so you're going to have to understand that timing is a part of perfecting you to go back to 20 feet and see what you saw clearly with a clear you. Because you're just important as the vision. The person you are, the person you become in the process, that when the vision is fulfilled, you're a complete person. Because when you see a vision, you never see the challenges. You never see the challenges. You never see the naysayers. You never see the no's. You never see the lack of support. You don't see none of that. You don't see the breakup. You don't see the divorce. You don't see the death. We started 2020 with death. And we ended 2019 with death. And what that says to me is, people are going to always die. They're going to always leave. And if that is going to stop you, you're not ready yet. Because you're going to have to understand that a loss, it don't cancel out vision. So I got to perfect you that when you're in mourning, you can still produce. If I do it in the middle of why you're doing it and you ain't never dealt with a loss like that, you're going to quit. So let me back up. Let me put you back to 21 feet. And let's deal with some of the you issues before we go save them. Even in 2020, when everybody is saying, I'm ready, give me more, God, and bless me and bless me. Bless me ain't the same as make me the person that can fulfill the vision that you gave me. I saw this, but I ain't that person. And you have to be honest with yourself. What I love about Moses is he was honest with the critique he had of himself. You can call it insecure and lack of confidence. I call it transparency and honesty. You have to know what you're not, so God can really reveal to you, this is who you are. And even if I don't change that about you, I can still use it. Because I picked you because you stutter. Hey, I'm going to provide Aaron and he'll translate whatever you can't say. I'll get you your people. But I'd rather someone that knows what they're not, so they'll know that it was me who did it. So I picked the right person. You don't have to tell me who you're not. I picked the right person. But I need you to understand that I'm ready to move in what you're not. And I'll perfect the things I need to perfect. But that doesn't mean you cancel out the vision. What haunts us is we think that visions need immediate action. And so if they need immediate action and I immediately can't be the person that I need to be, I can't do that. You'll have to learn that seeing things clearly will still require you to see where patience is needed. You rush. And when you rush, you kill. That's what he did. Oh, that ain't right. They doing that wrong. They doing my people wrong. You going off. because I know God, I saw it. It didn't need to be like this. It has to be the right way. You're going off. And then when you act on emotion and the people you're trying to help don't receive you, you flee. Now what you see or what you saw with perfect vision don't make sense no more. You back away. Instead of going closer, you back up. Now it's not that clear anymore. What you saw ain't that clear no more because I didn't factor in if I rush and I offend them or I do it my way and not God's way, even though I'm coming in the name of the Lord and it's, I feel I'm right. Hey, murder was wrong. Because God didn't tell him to do that. So you have to understand that even after you see something, you have to consult with God. What is the way? How should this go? Just because your intentions are good, just because your heart is in the right place, that doesn't mean you can go against the will and the way of God. And you're wondering why people don't receive you. In what manner did you do it in? I'm just trying to help them. They don't want my help, fine. It's not that. What God is saying is, you can't sacrifice your spirituality just because it needs to be done right now. If a vision has to happen overnight and it means you breaking what you know to be right, it ain't ever right. So we need to back up and let's get you right. Visions don't require immediate action. It requires God's time. And that's scary to a lot of people that see something and want, hey, our culture, if we see it, we got to have it. We the microwave society. As soon as we see it, we got to go get it. Especially if you feel it's God-given, you're excited. Good visions, they give you an adrenaline rush to fix it. And so you have to ask yourself, the thing I saw, am I scared to do it? Your vision should have a thing in there that kind of makes you feel, it should have this feeling of this could go wrong. You should feel nervous about it, because those nerves mean you need the outside help. You need God's help. Like, you need the supernatural to happen. If you can do it, it's probably not a vision that you got from God. And favor ain't vision. Ideas aren't vision, but favor. A lot of people are asking for favor. Favor might just help you. Your vision should come with a concern, a genuine concern for the kingdom of God. Visions, really, when you look at it, visions should come from a place that it hurts me to see it like that. Like, it breaks my heart to see. When you see something, your vision should come from a place of, when I see that, it's killing me because they ain't doing it like they could. It's killing me because them kids ain't getting it. It's killing me because the youth don't understand it. It's killing me because men are still out of place. It's killing me that young people aren't getting married. It's killing me that the divorce rate is still high. It's killing me that we still don't own our own businesses. It's breaking my heart that we don't got the money we need. Vision should come from concern. I feel a way when I see this, and I know I'm the person that could change it with God's help. That's vision. And it also should come with, I don't even know how I'm going to do that. Like, I don't even understand where it's coming from. you should be able to see it and then say, I know I can't do it, and then let God fill you. Moses had to be filled. It wasn't about position. He used position. He used platform. His platform was he grew up in Pharaoh's house. He grew up like an Egyptian. If anybody could get to him, he could. He had Egyptian rank, so to speak. He knew the language. We use all of that. But it's different when you're about to take a group of people who've been enslaved for hundreds of years, and you think that 40 years of living like an Egyptian is enough. What God is saying is, this is a big deal. And your platform, it might be bigger than your platform. Your 4-year degree might can't handle a problem that go back centuries. So let me step in. Because if you just use your platform, what happens when that's not the tool that they care about? They didn't care. They just called him what he was, a murderer. And then he didn't have anything else to bank on. Once the position and the platform and growing up in Pharaoh's house was done, he started looking inward like, oh, well, they ain't. I mean, who should I tell them sent me? I ain't got nothing. I've been a fugitive. Don't lose your platform abusing it. Because once he used his position and his Egyptian influence to try to help his people through murder, he lost that very position and had to run. And that was God's doing, because God has to strip us of what we think qualifies us. Because what we believe qualifies us and makes us the perfect person for that vision, we can abuse it. I don't need God for that. I got the degree. I got this. I got that. I got the money. He didn't go to God. He went to himself. His heart was for his people. That's right. But believing that platform and position can substitute for honoring God and saying, God, you do it, I'll work with you. See, you work with God. It's a difference in working with God and I'm just doing it. I'm doing it for God. You didn't do it. You're able to do what you do because of God, but you didn't do nothing for God. Your position, your influence, your platform are all good, but they're not what will cause your people to be free. You can tell them, I am Diddy. In other words, I am, you can translate it, what are you willing to let I am do through you, where you can say, because of who he is, I was able to go to Pharaoh and he kicked us out. He forced us out. This is what happens with 2020 vision. God backing you up and saying, you saw it at that level, now let's change some things and then go back. Let's see what we have to change before we go back, because if you move on the immediate action, you'll mess it up every time. Start with the concern. Start with a problem. But then develop the patience. Most of us aren't willing to wait. That's why visions die. Visions die. They die in the weak phase, because we don't build them. anything born prematurely suffers. Birthed too soon, complications. Not strong enough to survive in the world, because visions, they require change. And that's the one thing that humans, we hate change. We resist it. We always resist change. I don't care what it is. And so when you tell people your vision prematurely, they're already, oh, well, how are we going to do that? Why would you do that? What they doing? Why are they doing? You have a lot of questions because we don't like change. And if you're underdeveloped, when you start promoting a weak vision, you're going to let them kill it. Let God build first. It's still your vision, even if they don't know you saw it. But you're so ready to, you're so eager. Your prayer should be to ask for God's time. Lord, don't let me put a weak vision out. Don't let me act on a weak vision. Don't let me think I already have everything in place and I'm the person and I have the position and the platform and the vision is still weak. You just saw the end. Ask God what comes in the middle. That is your question. God, I saw this, but I understand that something comes in the middle. There's something in the middle with that. I don't want to have to do something early and then run away from a problem I created trying to solve a vision too soon. I don't want to have to run to Jethro. Take me there, but I don't want to have to flee. I don't want to be a fugitive because I saw something that could help people. And when they reject me, I run. Help my heart not to see that just because I saw it, it don't require immediate action. It requires your time. Because a weak vision, it ain't gonna last. It ain't gonna last. Prepare. As soon as you get it, prepare. Be transparent like Moses was and learn the things about you. Learn the things about yourself where you can say to God, change this before I go back. I saw the vision, but I know some things about myself. You got to change that. Because the distance will come. And I'd rather you ask that so God doesn't have to send you away. And then you're wondering, if I saw this, why am I here? I should be there. Why did I lose my job? Why did I lose my relationship? Why did my mama die? Why am I broke? Why we didn't get the house? Why did we lose a baby? I saw this part of the vision. I didn't never see myself here. Moses lived in a palace. Now he's tending to sheep in a foreign land. Why is it that when we see something and we end up somewhere else, we abort the entire vision? We all guilty of it. I am. There are things I should have done years ago. But if things aren't right in my life, I'm trying to figure out, well, if God wanted me to do that, why he got me here? Why he let this happen? Why he let them die? That ain't fair. That don't make sense. Maybe I wasn't supposed to do that at all. That's just a step back from 20 feet. Perfect vision is about distance, and God is in control of how you move and where you move. So while it's about to be March of 2020, ask yourself, where are you now? Are you where you thought you'd be? Is everybody still here? Everything still going like you thought it would? Or did you see that vision in December and now something has changed and you're wondering why there's a distance causing a disconnect in the vision? Why would you give me that vision and then send me away? don't make sense. Don't make sense. And so you'll have to be in prayer for your vision. But you'll also have to be mindful of the process that it'll take. 2020 never meant immediate. It never meant tomorrow. It never meant right now. Get out of the habit of expecting God to do it the same day he reveals it. It takes a while for stuff to grow and come to pass. Because as you continue to read that story, I bet they didn't think that exiting will require another 40 years in wilderness. Because when we're delivered, we're supposed to have everything right there. Yeah. Right then and there. He was trying to build a people that wouldn't run from a fight. I had y'all running out of Egypt, but you can't run when you get to Jericho. So I have to produce people who will stand and fight. You see milk and honey. You don't see knocking a wall down that shouldn't be able to come down. Ask God, what's the process? What's the middle? At 20 feet, I saw this. But as I get closer, what's really going to happen? Well, let me back you up so I can prepare you. So this week, you're thinking about your vision, thinking about what you saw. Think about timing, patience, God's will over yours, God's heart over your mind, God's people over your name, over your platform, over your money and your prosperity. If you die during this process, during this vision, if it's meant for you to suffer so that they can gain, are you willing to do that? What's your emotions like? Are you so eager to do it that you'll rush? Somebody else could lose their life and you lose your influence. You lose your respect. That's just some questions. It's episode 18 of the Gift of Connection podcast. Y'all share it. Comment, like, rate, subscribe. If you haven't done it, share it with a person that you know can benefit. You don't ever have to share it because it's me. Share it because somebody you know needs it. That's how we grow. We give people what they need. We feed them. We put things on their heart and in their minds that can yield good fruit and produce a better person, a kingdom mind, a kingdom individual. That's what the podcast is all about. Spread it, because the message is God. And we'll see you back, episode 19.